day, everyone. Welcome to the Money on Mobile, Inc. Q1 2017 earnings call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mr. John Cunningham. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Shalon, and everyone for joining us on the Money on Mobile earnings call covering first quarter fiscal year 2017, which closed on June 30th, 2016. You can find the presentation for today's call at http://public.viavid.com/index.php?id=121162. One more time, http://public.viavid.com/index.php?id=121162. At the end of this call, we will be opening up for general questions and answers. To submit a question, please enter it into the question box on the web link, and I'll read it so that those not available to see this on the web can hear it. Now, the safe harbor provision. This presentation contains forward-looking statements for purposes of the safe harbor provisions for the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. With the exception of historic information, the matters discussed in this presentation are forward-looking statements that involve a number of risks and uncertainties. The actual future results of Money on Mobile, Inc. could differ significantly from those statements. Factors that could cause actual results to differ materially include risks and uncertainties such as the inability to finance the company's operations, inability to hire and retain certain qualified personnel, and changes in the general economic climate, as well as the risk factors disclosed in Money on Mobile, Inc.'s Form 10-Q filed on September 16th, 2016. Money on Mobile, Inc. may, in some cases, use terms such as anticipates, continues, estimates, predicts, believes, potential, propose, expects, plans, intends, may, could, should, might, will, or other words that convey uncertainty of future events or outcomes to identify these forward-looking statements. These statements are only predictions. Although we believe the expectations reflected in the forward-looking statements are reasonable, such statements should not be regarded as a representation by Money on Mobile or any other person that such a forward-looking statement will be achieved. Money on Mobile, Inc. undertakes no duty to update or any of the forward-looking statements, which as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise. In light of the foregoing, readers are cautioned not to place undue reliance on such forward-looking statements. This presentation does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of offers to buy any securities of any entity. It's now my pleasure to introduce Money on Mobile's Chairman and CEO, Harold Montgomery. Harold, please go ahead.
Thanks, John. Good morning to you, and good morning to everyone participating in the call today. I appreciate your time and attention and support for Money on Mobile. This is Harold Montgomery. I'm the Chairman and CEO of Money on Mobile, Inc., formerly known as Kalpion, Inc., and I want to welcome you to Money on Mobile, Inc.'s earnings call, which accompanies the release of our 10-Q report for the quarter ended June 30th, 2016. I'm in San Francisco today, and joining me from our Dallas headquarters on the call is Scott Eury, our Chief Financial Officer. Before we discuss the financial results, I would first like to focus on a few business updates, including an operational update as well as some business highlights. As you may have seen from our recent press releases, we've officially changed the name of the company from Kalpion, Inc. to Money on Mobile, Inc. Our ticker symbol will soon be changing as well, and we'll let you know when that happens. This is the final step in refocusing the business away from our U.S. legacy payment processing business. We are now fully focused on growing our Indian subsidiary, Money on Mobile. I want to thank everyone on the call for their support in voting for the name change, as well as shareholders who are not participating today who voted for it, and we'll keep you posted on the change of the ticker symbol as we get it from FINRA. Moving on. For the benefit of shareholders who may be new to our company, Money on Mobile is a mobile money transfer system catering to India's vast unbanked and underbanked populations with simple transaction services for everyday needs. Money on Mobile allows consumers to use cash to make payments digitally using the cell phone. Even the simplest feature phone will do. They give their cash to one of our agents, and we have over 300,000 agents now. The agent deposits that cash with our company where we keep it as a digital balance, just as you might keep cash in your bank account here. It's digital currency in our computerized records, and the consumer or the agent acting on behalf of the consumer can perform financial transactions such as bill payment, money transfer, buying prepaid cell phone time or prepaid television time with only the mobile phone via an SMS text message string. The system is very cheap, very reliable, and safer, and much easier than transacting in all cash. The Indian market is the largest unbanked and underbanked population in the world, with approximately 600 to 800 million individuals. And Money on Mobile is now India's largest mobile money system. As of June 30, 2016, we've served over 180 million cumulative customers, and we now have over 319,000 participating agents where consumers can load cash. Over the last 12 months, we've processed over $845 million worth of transactions. Money on Mobile offers a wide range of payment solutions, as you can see in this slide, including, but not limited to, domestic remittance, which is person-to-person transfers, bill payment for electricity and other utility bills, mobile top-up, that's a purchase of prepaid mobile airtime, satellite TV, that's also prepaid in India. We do ticketing, travel ticketing, and now we're beginning to add e-commerce and even insurance solutions as well. Here are some examples of Money on Mobile in action. Here is a picture of the digital receipt, for example, confirming a domestic remittance transaction for 5,000 Indian rupees, as you can see on the screen. This SMS-based receipt replaces the paper-based receipt you or I would receive from a typical credit card-based transaction here in the United States. And here's a picture I took in Calcutta on my recent trip. This is one of our 319,000 agents on the left, and you can see our agent on the right counting out the day's processing volume in the circle on the right-hand side. That's about 200,000 Indian rupees right there. Those of you who participated in our last earnings call may remember that we announced our partnership with the Kalighat Society for Development Facilitation in Calcutta. But for those who are not on the call, the Kalighat Society is an NGO, that's a non-governmental organization, headquartered in Calcutta, India, working with approximately 75,000 female ambassadors who are involved in financial education and creating income opportunities for India's women in underserved areas like Bihar, Jharkhand, Bengal, some of India's poorest states. As a follow-up to our last call, I'm pleased to announce that we have kicked off the training of these female ambassadors now. The gentleman on the left in this picture is leading one of those training sessions where the women learn how to operate Money on Mobile with the goal of making them agents for our services. This will provide them with an income-generating opportunity with very low investment while bringing basic financial services to remote areas in a successful partnership with Money on Mobile. You can think of these new agents as independent businesswomen earning their own income based on providing Money on Mobile services to friends, neighbors, and relatives. And many of them will be earning their own money for the first time in their lives. We're very proud of this relationship, and we're very excited about its rollout over the course of the coming year. And it fits very nicely with our corporate ethic of doing well by doing good. But at the same time, I want to assure you that this is a commercially successful relationship for Money on Mobile, and in fact, for all the participants in the delivery chain. On fundraising, you will see our recent press release here that we've kicked off fundraising campaign with U.S. Capital Partners, a San Francisco-based investment bank, with the goal of raising $10 million to fuel our growth. We're excited about working with them on rounding out our Series E fundraise, which was announced earlier in the summer. And the management team I want to talk to you about for just a moment, in both the United States and India, have over 60 years of payment experience. Ranjit Oak has taken the reins as our CEO in India and is doing a wonderful job there. We're very pleased with the team's performance and continue to look forward to adding strength to our team over time. Now I'd like to turn it over to Scott Airey, our Chief Financial Officer, to present the financial results for the quarter ending June 30th, 2016. Scott?
Thanks, Harold. I'd like to present a financial overview and talk about the trends in processing volume, revenue, and the gross margin comparing Q1 2017 to Q1 2016. We look at slide 13, comparing first quarter 2016 to that of 2017, net revenue was $1.4 million U.S. dollars for the first quarter 2017 compared to $1.3 million USD for the prior year, up 11%. On a currency neutral basis, our revenue grew 17% for the first quarter of 2017. The fiscal quarter ended June 30, 2016. The currency-neutral measure of growth is important because it eliminates the effect of foreign currency translation from Indian rupees, in which all transactions are recorded, and the U.S. dollar, which is our public reporting currency. While increasing our revenue, cost of goods sold declined to $660,000 USD from $750,000 USD, which represents an 11-point decrease on a reported basis and a 6% increase on a currency-neutral basis. This is a result of the diversification of our product base into higher margin products, primarily money transfer. As a result of this, our gross margin increased 42% on an as-reported basis and 50% on a currency-neutral basis. This translates into a 12-point increase in our reported gross margin from 41.1% in Q1 fiscal 2016 to 52.9% for our most recent quarter. It should be noted that while this is a significant improvement for the company continues to post operating losses as we build this business. On slide 14, let's now take a look at the process volume trend over the past 9 quarters. If we look at the first quarter 2016 and compare it to the first quarter for fiscal 2017, our processing volume increased by 108% quarter compared to quarter. The main growth driver in this processing volume increase was domestic remittances. That said, there is a significant decline between Q4 fiscal 2016 and Q1 fiscal 2017, which was about 11% on a currency-neutral basis. As you'll see on the next slide, this is primarily the result of our team focusing their resources on higher margin-generating opportunities, which resulted in an improvement in our gross margin from 41% a year ago to 53% this quarter. I would add that our ability to continue growth in money transfer was hurt by the use of capital to pay operating expenses, and that to continue to grow money transfer further and improve the margin, the company needs to support money transfer with some additional capital, which we believe we're in a position to leverage on a go-forward basis. Going to slide 15, as I just mentioned, when we look at revenue on this slide, we see a quarterly trend reported in U.S. dollars where we experienced an 11% increase Q1 2017 over Q1 2016. Again, our focus has been on the margin. Going to slide 16, finally, if we look at the last 9 quarters of gross margin, we see significant trend of margin improvement on an absolute dollar basis. And on a gross margin percentage basis, the company posted a 53% margin for the quarter, which is about 12 points over the first quarter of the previous year, largely reflected again from the diversification of products, particularly shifts into money transfer. Again, despite this progress, the company still has significant operating losses as we grow the business. However, a great deal of the focus on the margin is on the margin and is part of the drive to bring the company to a cash flow positive position in the current year. We remain optimistic we can accomplish this goal in India. The total comprehensive loss, which we reported on our 10Q, was $2.9 million for this quarter, ended June 30, 2016, as compared to $3.3 million for the same quarter a year ago. Comprehensive loss attributable to Money on Mobile, Inc. shareholders for the quarter ended June 30, 2016 was $2 million, compared to $2.8 million for the quarter ended June 30, 2015. These amounts exclude comprehensive loss attributed to the company's non-controlling interest. Now I'll hand it back to Harold, who will talk about what's coming up next.
Thanks, Scott. We continue to see strong growth opportunities in the Indian market, and we intend to continue the growth of Money on Mobile along three basic lines. Increasing our store count footprint throughout India is the first. Our longer-term intent is to have 1 million locations throughout the country and eventually be within a quarter of a mile of about 80% of the entire population. And we intend to go both broad throughout the country and deep into metropolitan areas with higher traffic zones. And we've been experimenting with branded locations with good results and looking to increase the scope of that program over time as well. The second key effort is to increase the frequency of use by our customers. And we've seen that customers who use Money on Mobile tend to use it more as they see more service opportunities emerge. Increasing the frequency of use is a key driver for growth in the long term. And the third basic area is increasing our offerings by increasing the share of high-margin transactions. Domestic remittance, for example, is a higher-margin transaction, as Scott discussed, as well as being a higher-ticket transaction for us. The combination of these trends and the nature of the market in India, I believe, mean there's still a promising growth path for Money on Mobile in front of us. If you'd like more details about any of our initiatives, including the Digital Locker initiative we announced over the summer in cooperation with the Government of India and Microsoft, or the Calicut Society initiative I referred to earlier in this call, please take a moment to visit our website at investors.money-on-mobile.com for a series of videos. You can also sign up for a monthly email there in which we highlight other business changes and developments. And now I'd like to go to Q&A. John?
Thank you, Harold. To submit a question, please enter it in the question box on the web link. Our first question is about uplisting. Are you on track for an uplisting to a major exchange, and what is your view on the timing of this?
It's been an express goal of the company for some time to achieve an uplisting, and we continue to meet with bankers and the exchanges themselves about the process and what we need to do to take the necessary steps to formally begin the process. We believe that we're well positioned to start the process and achieve an uplisting, and we've been taking certain concrete steps in that regard, including adding board members, which we continue to do. We continue to recruit new board talent. We believe we're well positioned for an uplisting. The exchanges are giving us positive feedback, so we're looking forward to initiating that process later, perhaps this year.
Thank you. Our next question is about financing. Can you give us more details about the current status of the fundraising?
Sure. As I mentioned earlier, we launched a fundraising effort with U.S. Capital Partners last week, and we're very excited to work with them. It's a dynamic group out here in San Francisco. You may have seen our 8K filing showing support for the Series E as an Edward fundraise that came out of Europe. That's another exciting development, and we'll be working with that group on a continuing basis as well.
Thank you. Let's see. The next question is about your future growth. Harold, where do you see the future growth coming from?
Well, on my recent trips to India, I've been out traveling in areas where our target client base is located, away from major cities, for example, where banking services are least penetrated and therefore demand for money on mobile services is very high. I've seen the demand for our services firsthand. And some of the photographs I showed you really represent the way we're unlocking pent-up demand in underserved areas. In two different vegetable markets, for example, I visited in Calcutta. Farmers there were selling their produce and sending the money back to the village where the produce was grown in amounts totaling hundreds of thousands of rupees. In one case, we have an agent in Calcutta that sends about 700,000 rupees every day back to the villages, that's more than $10,000 a day. So there's a significant market out there for our services. The further we get in terms of our penetration, the more we unlock that demand. We intend to expand to penetrate these markets as we grow our agent footprint, and looking longer term, it's also clear now that there's a need for business-to-business payments and also government payments distribution. So we're slowly positioning ourselves to take advantage of those two markets as well.
Thank you. Our next question, what can you tell us about the competitive environment in India? And they go on to ask, what are some of the trends that you're seeing, Harold?
Sure. The payment business in India generally is mostly concentrated on serving the consumer audience with card-based payment solutions. These are services such as Paytm or Citrus Pay, MobiQuick, FreeCharge, and others. Oxygen, these require the consumer to have a previously existing bank account. Money on Mobile, on the other hand, is aimed at the remainder of the population that does not have a bank account. The market for our services is vast and largely unpenetrated, We are seeing some competition from M-Pesa, the Vodafone-sponsored service, and other local services, but I believe that the market is sufficiently large that there are many areas which are underserved or not served at all and therefore represent a greenfield opportunity for us. And for all these reasons, I believe the growth potential for money on mobile remains strong and the competitive environment is favorable for us.
Thank you, Harold. Our last question, what can you tell us about the sale of Citrus?
Sure. Citrus Pay is an internet payment gateway serving major clients in India, such as airlines and large retailers. The company recently sold for about $130 million U.S. dollars. And while our businesses are very different in nature, Citrus Pay being a bank-based card internet gateway, money on mobile catering to the unbanked, the valuation of Citrus Pay, however, does bode well for a solid comparable valuation for money on mobile. There's also a scarcity value here. There just aren't many companies in the payment space that are not owned by a major player. Money on mobile being the largest independent remaining, I think, in the space at this point. We believe that Money on Mobile has the potential to achieve an extraordinary valuation for two key reasons. Number one is the size and scale reach of the company throughout India into markets where others don't go. And second, its unique penetration into the unbanked market with a locally derived solution. I think these two elements make Money on Mobile a unique company that could, in the end, result in an extraordinary value for the enterprise.
Thank you very much, Harold. Harold, that wraps up the Q&A. Would you like to give our audience just some final remarks?
Sure, John. I just want to say how grateful I am for our dedicated and loyal shareholder group. We're engaged in a very exciting enterprise in India, and I think the results speak to that. We are making concrete improvements both operationally with our leadership teams on both sides, U.S. and India, and it's starting to show now in our financial results, improving margin and so forth. Our view for the coming year is to continue to expand the footprint, the physical footprint in India, the product range, and to continue to improve our staffing strengths and move forward. So I very much appreciate everybody's time and participation in the call today.
Thank you, Harold. This will conclude the Money on Mobile Incorporated first quarter 2017 earnings call. You may now disconnect.